This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Hope you've had a wonderful weekend. Welcome back to this program. May God bless you today and all that you do. Now, here on this program today, you're going to hear the last part in a sermon I preached. It's called Demons in Disguise. Scripture verses actually comes from two places. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, where Paul tells us that the Satan and his demons transform themselves. This is why another title of mine was The Transformers. More than meets the eye. They transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. The Greek word meta, schema. Meta means a change of condition. Schema means appearance. You see, this is what the devil does. You see, he shaves off his mustache. He gets a perm. He puts a wig on. But he's still the same stinking devil on the inside. Also, Matthew chapter 13, where it says, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and then went his way. The thing with the tares is they're very, very difficult to discern and tell the difference between the real McCoy and the plant. How do you tell the difference? That's what we're looking at. This is the last part of this now you're going to hear. To hear the whole thing, go to my website, wgodradio.com. You'll hear more about Island Community Church in the coming days. We'd love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. Starting tomorrow, we're going to be back in the book of Acts. In the meantime, here's the last part to Demons in Disguise.
Way number two of recognizing an imposter. One who causes division. Always remember this statement. Perhaps write it in the margin of your Bible. Take it home with you. Remember this. The Holy Spirit unites and Satan divides. Me and Bill have been talking about this on the radio this week. And always, the Holy Spirit unites. This is what he does. The Holy Spirit's in the business of uniting people in Jesus' name. Look at the unity in this. There is one body and one spirit as you're called and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God. And Father of all, unity. The ministry of the Holy Spirit of the living God is to unite people. Heaven forbid you apply this to politicians or presidents. I don't care who you are. When the smoke clears, what have you done? I'll know you by your fruits. Are you uniting people? You know, being somewhat of a history buff, I can remember, and I've read what Abraham Lincoln did in the face of great trouble when this country was in a horrific state. Remember what he did? He united people together in prayer. Franklin Delano Roosevelt did the same thing. At the brink of World War II, he prayed for people. You want to bring the country together? Try prayer. How's that? Pray. Don't set one people off against another. You're doing Satan's bidding. I'm not calling anyone by name. I'm calling you by your actions. If you unite people, you're doing the work of the Lord. If you divide people, you're doing the other person, the other guy's work. When a person constantly breaks the unity of the Spirit, they're not doing God's bidding. They're doing Satan's bidding. Some do it intentionally. Some do it unintentionally. How can I recognize an imposter? Number three, one who sows discord among brethren. Proverbs 6:16. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, yea, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, notice lies there twice, and one who sows discord among brethren. Once again, by their fruits you will know them. Last one on this list, liars in the church. As it says in John 8:44, Jesus said, "You are of your father, the devil." Habitual liars in the church. You know, God struck down Ananias and Sapphira for one lie to their pastor. He doesn't care too much for lying. When that describes you, then you're a tare and not a wheat. Habitual liars in the church. You've done all this. What's next? What should we do? Let's let the Lord again answer this question here for all of us. Again, I'm in Matthew chapter 13. So the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came, sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. When the grain had sprouted and produced the crop, the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, "Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares?" He said to them, "A hostile man has done this." The servant said to him, "Do you want us to go and gather them up?" Ultimately, that's the question, right? What do I do with this knowledge? Should I burn them at the stakes like the Catholics did? Answer, verse 29, no. Lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Meaning, some imposters are so closely attached to true believers, the true believers might get hurt in the process. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. In other words, the Lord is saying, you leave that up to me. I will handle separating the wheat from the tares, the sheep from the goats. I'll handle that myself, is what he is saying. Now, as for you and I close with this. Beware of the deception of the imposter, the tare among wheat. Because the deception is designed to lead you astray without you knowing it. Or, like I've said, as we've seen this week, to just flat out kill you outright. The three attributes of tares, false believers. Number one, habitual liars. Number two, those who cause division wherever they go. And number three, those who sow discord among brothers. You know, I close with this magnificent thought. Can a person change their eternal destiny? You know what the answer to that is? Yes! You can change this. I mean, say we go through this list. Say you find yourself on the wrong end of the stick here. Maybe you've been a habitual liar. Maybe you've caused division in these churches that you've gone to. Maybe you've sown discord among brethren. And you say, I guess I'm a tare. There's no hope for me. No, you can change this today. You don't have to remain where you are. The Lord has given you an opportunity to you can change fathers here today, right now. You can do that. You don't have to stay a tare. You can change. You can change masters today. Ron's going to start this song. I open up the altar now. Can I pray with you this morning for anything? Do you need prayer for anything? Do you find yourself that you represent a tare more than a wheat? We can change that today, and you can walk out of this door in assurance that you are a wheat, not a tare, a child of the King.
The cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide.
When you're looking at Proverbs 6:19, you read where it says, these six things the Lord hates, seven are an abomination to him. I would say the opposite of that must be true, right? How about these six things the Lord loves? Yay, seven things are his delight. Let's flip the script on these, okay? Let's practice these when we walk out the door today, all right? These six things the Lord loves. Seven are his delight. Number one would be humility instead of pride. Number two would be truth instead of lying, right? Ephesians 4, let each of us speak truth with his neighbor. Let's be people of truth. Even if it hurts sometimes, let's speak the truth wherever we go. Lying is in style and in vogue today. Let's be children of the King and speak truth. Number three would be the preservation of life instead of murder, right? Number four would be pure thoughts instead of wicked thoughts, right? Philippians 4, whatever is pure, whatever is noble, whatever is of good report, meditate on these things. Number five, instead of feet that run to do evil, number five would be an eagerness to do good. Let's see how much good we can do today, right? Let's go out here in the world and do good. The one way to fight people who walk into churches and kill people is to go out here and do good. We can't kill them back. The way to fight Satan is with good, good, good deeds, good works. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love God. On these two hang all the law and the prophets. If you want to hit the devil where it hurts, go on out here and love somebody. That hurts him. You want to hurt him? You want to get even with him for all the evil? Well, go on out here and show some love to someone. Help someone that's poor and needy and in need. Number six, instead of false witness, is an honest witness. And number seven, one who sows discord, and that is peace and harmony. Let us sow. So humility, these six things the Lord loves. Seven are his delight. Humility, truth, the preservation of life, pure thoughts, eager to do good, honest witness, and peace and harmony. I encourage you, go out today and do likewise. We'll see you back next Sunday morning.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.